to Catch the Craze Podcast Audio Mix, the show that delivers what you need, from comics to music to all things independent, the heart of the industry. Catch the Craze, baby.
I'm so crazy, you so crazy, crazy.
Now who's the craziest?
I'm so crazy, you so crazy, crazy.
Now who's the craziest?
I'm so crazy, you so crazy. You so crazy, crazy.
Now who's the craziest? Now who's the craziest? Now who's the craziest? Now who's the craziest? Now who's the craziest?
Welcome to Catch the Craze Podcast Audio Mix. I am your host for today, Sam the Crazy Man Vera. And this is a new episode. This is episode 33. And we got some big things happening here today, and I'm riding the ship solo, flying the ship. Yeah, riding, what the hell's going on there? Anyway, yeah, it's been a while since I've had a team in the studio to co-host with me on Catch the Craze, and that's because everyone's busy. Everyone's busy developing the products for the new year and finishing up on some stuff, because we're working on getting our trade paperbacks done. And if you've heard me before, I've mentioned that distributors passed on single-issue books from us. They'd rather distribute the trade paperbacks. So we're investing our time and money on getting the paperbacks done. We're almost done, and we're also going to get an ISBN number, barcode, all that stuff, so this way we can get into major retailers like Walmarts and Barnes & Nobles and stuff like that. And we won't leave it in the hands of distributors to do the solicitations. So I'm engaging all of the buyers out there at these retailers, and so this way, sending them care packages and things like that. So this way they get first hand dibs on what we're offering, and you know, make that contact first, get a name, get a face, and you know, it adds that extra oomph when you're negotiating. But so what are we talking about? What the hell am I talking about? And what's going on in the show today? I know you've been waiting, and I know, you know, based on the hits and the statistics that we get from you know, web analyzer and you know statistical generator on our websites, we've had Andrea Grant on our show several months ago when she first received her cease and desist letter from DC Comics. Remember that? That was the scoop. That was some hot stuff, because it was the talk of the town. It was all over the forums. We had the exclusive. You know, it was the number one download, you know, all summer long on Catch the Craze. Well, and we've been holding our breath. What's going on? And everyone automatically assumed that's it. It's over. She's done. She's going up against the big boy. She is done. She's little fish. Little fish. She's a guppy in a big sea. Just like all of us small press publishers. Like, no way can she go up against a conglomerate. A corporation. The dark side of the force. Absolutely not, my friend. Luke Skywalker came out of the woodworks. Actually, in this case, it would be Princess Leia. So, Andrea Grant stuck to her guns. She said, all right, you got guns? I got guns. Say hello to my little friend. So, she went out and she sought legal counsel, both in Canada, where she originated from, and in the United States. And the end result is this, my friends. Andrea Grant retains the ownership of Andrea Grant's Minx. Ding, 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 ding. And the crowd goes ballistic, baby. That's right. The little guys can win, too. In this case, little gal. So, without saying too much, you're going to hear about it because I have Andrea Grant on the show. So, you know, coming after this, you know, after our commercial break, you'll get to hear from her mouth to your ears. You'll hear the story behind the soap opera. I mean, the roller coaster ride she went through. I mean, because this whole escapade halted production on her pet project, Andrew Grant's Minx, and put her back a bit. But she's coming back full force, and there's some big things happening with Andrea and Minx, so you don't want to miss that. And you'll hear what the difference is and what DC retains and what she retains and stuff like that. And And I guess there's an article coming out in the New York Post on Monday. We got the story first. Ha, 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 ha. Anyway, we're getting it out to you now, kid. I'm a big baby. I'm a big kid. Look what I can do. I can wear big pink pants, too. Anyway, so what's going on with us? All right. Crazy Comics, the House of the Craze. I know you've noticed the website hasn't been updated in a while. None of the websites besides Catch the Craze has been updated, you know. And that's because we're so busy on the back end. And rather than just keep on posting things up, we want to wait. Great artwork coming out of the House of Craze. You know, great scripts coming out the House of Grave. House of Craze. We've restructured how we attack our books. And let me just give you an example. Before, it was, you know, Sam the Crazy Man did everything. Everything. You know what I mean? On his own stuff. Not the case anymore. And, you know, George the Dream of Medina did everything when it came to his book. Not the case anymore. So what we did was, George is now the editor for all things Crazy Comics. He is responsible for reviewing everything. Making sure certain that it flows. Even things I put out, you know, he has to take it. My script is done. Yo, George, does it make sense to you? Boom. And his job is to go back, look at it, and say, yo, Sam, this don't make sense to me. He has to convince me why I'm wrong. And that's not an easy feat. You know what I mean? You know, my hat's off to you, you know, George, you know, for dealing with me, because I am as stubborn as an ox. I'm a mule, baby. And so, so that's George's job. Every book that comes across my table has to go across his table, and he has to review it, look at it, and edit it. Same thing goes for him as far as, you know, Rush 5377, which is his book, which is on hiatus for now. He's redeveloping it, even though I'm arguing with him not to. I like it. I really like it a lot. So I'm actually going to be editor on that project. So Anibal Arroyo's gone back, and he's hooking up Forbidden. We've engaged a new colorist from the Ukraine, I believe. This guy is hot. You know, his stuff is off the hook. So he's redoing the entire Forbidden series. There was no consistency as far as the coloring from book zero to book one, because I colored book zero and we had another colorist color book one. And even though I colored it, I still wasn't satisfied with what I did. And I wasn't satisfied with the colorist we had on book two. So I said, you know what? We're going to get an outside guy, you know, a more seasoned colorist that's been in the, you know, been doing this for a while. And then I found a great guy in the Ukraine, and he's coloring the entire trade paperback, because we will no longer produce Forbidden as a series, as an issue, single issues. It'll be in trade. So this guy's doing his thing with that, and he's submitted some of the pages, and they're just beautiful, beautiful, and beautiful. So trade paperback for us, Cosmic Wars. George has just completed the third issue as far as coloring and lettering. And I'm right in the middle of the fourth and final issue for that first trade, because the first trade's going to have four issues plus the first six pages of Hi, I'm Duty from Uranus, which will not come out till the end of the Nail in My Toilet run, which is a 12-part mini series, and then it kicks off into Hi, I'm Duty from Uranus. So you'll get a sneak peek of the first six pages of that book in the trade, plus a whole bunch of sketches and, you know, games and trivia and stuff like that. That's how we do in the House of Craze. That's how we do big things, baby, big things. So that's what's going on there. What's going on with Catch the Craze and podcasting? Big Apple National Convention, which is in November. Catch the Craze will be hosting a podcast panel along with some other competitors, podcasters out there. New Yorkers, you have to come through, because, you know, my idea was, all right, let's do a podcast panel, but what are we going to do it about? You know, it won't just be fun with just Cast the Craze, even though we have a great following in New York. I mean, we have a great listener base worldwide, but we have a great listener base in New York. But podcasting is the next best thing. It's the biggest thing. It's coming through. It's coming full force, and you can see it by the downloads. I mean, we're getting downloads by the 90,000s, you know, breaking the six figures in downloads, and it's just crazy, and people are just embracing it, because it's an opportunity to get to listen to your favorite creators. It's an opportunity to find out things that's going on in the industry, and maybe to listen to your favorite hosts, you know, like, you know, Sam the Crazy Man, then Mr. Medina, giving you a new show without ever repeating. So what did you hear? Anyway, so I said, let's go and get some other guys out there like Comic Geek Speak and Comic News Insiders and say, yo, dudes, you want to get together and host a show with us in front of a live audience at the year-end celebration, the Big Apple National in New York City. We're all from New York. Let's do it. So we're meeting this week to go over the specifics, and we'll announce it as days progress as to what we're going to be discussing, what kind of prizes we'll be giving away to the audience members. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. And if you're listening, you don't want to miss it. You want to come down to the Big Apple National because Cash the Gray is going to be in the house and with a bunch of other panelists, and we're going to be doing our thing. It's going to be live, kid, live. We're going to be recording to get your opportunity to speak. Let listeners hear what you have to think. And we'll come up with a topic, and we'll let you know as things progress. Because if this is a success, I'm going to start stumbling. If this is a success, then the New York City Comic Con is going to allow us to do the same thing there. So they're going to be watching this, kid. So your support means everything to us. So please support the Big Apple National. Support Catch the Craze. Come down. Get busy with us. It's going to be a blast. So that's what's going down there as far as podcasting and events. And we have some great guests lined up for the year. One a surprise year-end breaker with the super guest that I can't announce right now. But we've had some great guests, and thank you all for being on the show. You know, throughout the year, you've made Catch the Craze what it is today, and we do it just for you. So what else is going on in the month of October? A couple of things. Tomorrow, we will be at the New York City Comic Book Spectacular at the Holiday Inn. It's a one-day show from 9 to 4 o'clock. So be there or be square. Visit primatepromotions.com. That's primatepromotions.com for your information on how to get there and all that stuff. You want to come through. It's going to be hot. It's going to be a lot of artists, a lot of publishers, independents. And, we're going to meet afterwards as far as all the small press publishers and artists and writers. We always meet at Hooters right after the convention just to, hang out and catch up with each other. So it's going to be pretty cool. So you want to meet us there. I have some sketch cards, doing my thing. And the end of the month, October 28th, you're going to have the Psychosis debut party. It's the independent Halloween party hosted by CAG, the Comic Artists Guild. You want to be there. It's going to be Mark Maz and Keith Murphy and Peter Pomiati and Melvin Yalagin and Andrea Grant and Crazy Comics and Omar Solis of Digital Villains. I mean, it's going to be hot. Free food, cash bar, live band, opportunity to get your hands on Psychosis, to trade paperbacks. It's going to be hot, so off the hook. Support the Comic Artist Guild because we do. That's what we do in this business. We support each other. And speaking of Digital Villains, Omar Solis is doing his thing. Congratulations to you, Omar. Omar started out in this business. I met Omar at a Big Apple convention. He became a fan. He bought our books, and now he's a really close friend and a business partner. We're engaging in some projects I can't disclose at this point, but Omar's doing his thing. He has one of his films that was selected for an independent film festival. It's an independent short that he did called Pistolera, a 6-minute shootout. It's premiering Sunday, October 8th, which is tomorrow at 6 p.m. The program is Program 14. It's closing of the festival. Let's see. I'll give you information on it. Shotcut and directed by Omar Salas. Dude, that's me. Pistolera, 6-minute shootout is a short music documentary profiling Pistolera, a New York-based band with an original brand of Latin pop, folklorico, drawing in the traditional sounds of Mexican music mixed with Spanish lyrics and rock attitude. So, it's at the Coney Island Film Festival, 2006. So, go down, support the independent film makers out there. Omar, congratulations to you, brother. You're doing your thing. Talented guy, talented filmmaker. He's actually working on a documentary on Crazy Comics, which is pretty cool. Thank you for supporting the Craze, Omar. We're boys. Boys will be boys. And that's what's going on there as far as the news. So, victory for Andrea Grant and, debut for Psychosis and, Omar's independent short. So a lot of things are happening in the world of the independent comics. We have some new members on our forum. Thank you guys for joining. But again, you join for what? That's what I want to know. Why are you joining if you have not seen anything? You know, I see the, you know, the membership increasing, but there's no dialogue. What's up with that, guys? You know, you cat got your tongue. What's up with that? You know, did you like a show? Did you not like a show? What? You know, engage. You know, if you take the time to join, say hi. What's up? This is what I like to learn back. You know, you're gonna have this. You are there any guests in the independent world that you would like to hear on Cast the Craze? Let us know. They're out there. We'll get them. Is there a guest that you feel we didn't expose enough of? What I mean by exposing, I mean was, you know, dig deeper into their lives and or ask the right questions. Are there questions you want us to ask? List them on the forum. Hey, yo, dude, Sam, the crazy man. What's up with you, kid? I need you to ask this, this, and that. And I'll do it. I'll do it. I try to ask questions that, you know, I want to know. You know, like, yo, dude. I'm not going to ask things like, you know, you like spaghettis or do you like baked ziti? You know, what do you know? I'm not going to ask that. You know, I'm not going to ask, you know, do you wear plain white socks or do you wear the ones with the green stripes? No, I'm not going to ask that. But if you want to hear some really good questions, really good answers, you know, throw it at me. You know, I don't, so that you know, I don't prepare questions. I do my homework. You know, I'll find out about the people, and sometimes I don't. Based on last minute cancellations, like if I have a guest who just canceled yesterday and I have to get a last minute guest or whatever the case is, or guest who, you know, whatever, sometimes I don't have time to do research, so I'm just winging it, and you probably know by my questions. And I know I have a guest coming on, which will be on next week. I had he's the guy who created, he didn't create, he's involved in Star Wars Rebellion, Rob Williams, I believe. Yeah, he's a writer for Star Wars Rebellion, and a really talented writer. He's all over the place. Everybody knows who he is, so he's on the show. And I know I've asked him a question twice without realizing, because when he was answering, I was probably typing something. Because normally, if I have a guest on the show, I didn't have enough time to do my homework, I'm online searching while I'm engaging them in a conversation. You know what I mean? So I'm looking on, and I'm speed reading. Like, I'm just looking for keywords. Boom, 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 boom. And then I'm like, all right, thought process, go. Ask that question. And then I go with it. So that's a prime example of when I didn't do my research and I asked the same question twice without hearing it. Hearing his response the first time. Duh. Wake up, dude. But anyway, that's going to be show number 34, Rob Williams. You know, Dark Horse Comics, and he's a writer. And he's done many things, and he's been in the industry for a long, long time. So that's a really good show, because we've been going back and forth trying to secure him on the show. And it was a long distance, it was an international phone call. Dude is on the other side of the globe. And so I had to dial all these crazy digits just to get him on the show. So that's what's coming up going forward down the road. And I'm also going to have Ian from Dime Store Productions, you know, the small press community. He's going to be on the show soon, talking about what he does at Dime Store and what he's doing there. Because it's, you know, it's like CAG. And it's like what we do at Catch the Craze. We're bringing people together. Come together! Anyway, so that's what's going on right now over me. So we got a lot of good things happening, and I'm also going to have Brian Kong on the show, who's a great, great sketch artist, painter. He does sketch cards for Marvel and for the NBA, I think it is, or Major League Baseball. He does it for Major League Baseball. He's done the Wizard of Oz sketch card collector's series. So Brian Kong's going to be on the show. We got David Keyless for Arcane. He's got a comic book called Arcane, and Bare Knuckle Fighters. He's an independent artist, writer, publisher. He's gonna be on the show, and gonna have Vex Comics on the show, and Idiot Genius Comics on the show. And there's a lot of guests coming down the road, so you don't want to miss this. Cast the Craze is getting bigger and better, and that's what's going on there. As far as what's going on in the world of movies, I don't know. I saw the trailer to Moon Knight. I'm sorry, Moon Knight. Yeah, right. I wish. Ghost Rider. And that was pretty hot, you know. And if, I don't know, did you see the trailer to the Ninja Turtles? Damn. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He was in the half shell. Turtle power. They're the world. And anyway, so I saw the trailer. That's it. It's, excuse my language, that's off the hook. It's you go to Apple.com or QuickTime.com and download the trailer. Get it on high def. High definition. It's crazy. Can't wait for that to come out. Looking forward to Spider-Man. You know, looking forward to the next Fantastic Four, like everyone else. I mean, there's a lot of good things coming out, you know, Sin City Part 2. Oh, did you hear? Alias Comics. Is it Alias? Yeah, they're going Christian. What's up with that? What was the thought process behind that? Maybe, you know, get somebody from Alias to speak on it on Cast the Craze. Speak on it, kid. What's up with that? So they're going Christian Comics. And it says, you know, I guess the Newsarama has the exclusive, like they always do. You know, they, you know, except, you know, except with this story with Andrew Grant, you know, because, you know, I got the hook up. Anyway, but, you know, Newsarama does their thing. If you go to Newsarama.com, you'll find out why Alias Comics has gone Christian. And I guess, and I didn't get too much into it as far as when I was reading the article. I guess it says, I'm just going to read something from Newsarama. It says, the move is the latest for the publisher, which has seen its share of rocky roads in the direct market. Since its debut as an independent publisher in May of 2005, when it launched 12 titles. At that time, Alias founders Brett Berner and Mike S. Miller made no bones about the fact that several of the titles they were publishing were Christian-themed, with Bruner saying at the time, yeah, we are Christians running a comic book company that is Christian-friendly, though primarily secular in what we produce. So I guess it was something that was coming they had planned all along. Who knows? Who knows? So we'll see what happens with that, and then you know, how successful they are with that. I got nothing against, you know, Christian Comics. I think it's great that you put out positive things out there, especially with all the dark and gritty books that are out there. It's good to have a mix, because it's funny, because I had a conversation with a woman who heavily into her faith, and she was asking me where can she find Christian books. And at the time, I was like, comic books, and I was like, I don't know. And I never really thought about it, and so now I can actually recommend it. So, you know, there you go. Got some Christian books for you, kid. So, well, that's what's going on there, and, you know, Marvel dominates everything as far as in the news. So, you also have the official 300 trailer, and that's Miller's, based on Frank Miller's book. So, Warner Brothers is going to release that film, and that trailer looks hot. I looked at the trailer, and it was, like, pretty deep. I was like, yo, dude, where's my car? So you can go to Apple's website or on MySpace and view the trailer. And that looks pretty cool. So we got a lot of good things happening in the world of movies. And, you know, as far as video games, you got all these comic book related video games out there and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a good, it's a good future for the market. But we want to make the independent market even better and bigger than what they've seen it now and what they've seen now. So, and it's our job to be better than we are and be more consistent and come out from under the shadows of those one book wonders. You know, we've released as independents, and we all fall victim to that. You release an issue, but you don't get the second issue on time, so you get dropped by the distributor because, you know, the second issue is not done for like 6 months. And or you rush, you know, and the print quality, or the product quality is poor because you didn't do the proper editing. Or, you know, suddenly you have to go under because and you have to close up shop because you didn't have the means to keep going, moving forward. So we have to basically break down all those stereotypes about us. You know, and it's not easy because, you know, everybody wants to be the creator of their own domain and the master of their own domains. But at the same time, you have to be realistic because a lot of times it's a collaborative effort, and you know, there's nothing wrong with working with people as long as the people are as passionate as you are about what you're doing, and they don't have an ulterior motive. And that's the hardest part of this business, is you know, finding the right team. And I've been fortunate to have the team that I have now, but it was years and years of trial and error. I've worked with at least 30 different dudes in this business, and A lot of the experiences varied. Some of them were horrible. Some of them, you know, I can do without. And, you know, but each of it was a learning process. And I was just learning as I go. And I realized one thing. You have to set friendship and business apart. Because sometimes it'll cloud your judgment. And you have to work with people who understand that. Hey, this is a business. Right now we have our business hat on. When we're not working, we're friends. But when I'm making decisions and when we're doing things that's going to affect the company, we're doing things professionally. And sometimes we can't take things personally. We have to make the right decisions without becoming personally involved. And it's rare to find people who understand that and can separate the two. So when you do, that's just a plus. It's icing on the cake. So, you know, that's the moral of my story. I don't know what the hell I'm going. I start talking in tongues. So, I am Sam the Crazy Man Vera. Thank you. And without further ado, I know you've been waiting like, damn, dude, I want to hear Andrea talk. I want to hear what happened. What happened with the Minx battle? Andrea Grant. Little Andrea versus Big DC. WB. What happened? When we come back from this commercial break, you'll hear it, baby. Only. On Cast the Craze Podcast Audio Mix, and I am Sam the Craze Man Vera. Peace.
There's an alien in my toilet.
Oh, hey, nah, I'm just doing a little comic book shopping.
Interesting choice.
Nah, this is for my son. I'm trying to get him to read more in this independent comic book company called Crazy Comics.
Crazy Comics? Yeah, I've heard of them. They have titles like Cosmic Wars and Rush 5377.
Yeah, and a title called Forbidden, but that's for me. Anyway, the great thing about this company is that they make a conscious effort to promote reading for kids. Yet their stories are so smart and funny that even an adult can enjoy them.
I know what you mean.
Just look at the back of this book. A glossary of terms and cool questions about the solar system.
I'm sold. There's an alien in my toilet. Hey! Hey! Get over here! You just hit the last one!
Sorry, but don't worry. You can go online at crazycomics.com. They have an eBay store you can buy all types of cool stuff from comics to t-shirts. See you later, and catch the craze.
2 years after Duty's first trip to Earth. Location, Laboria. Haven to smugglers, heroes, and others.
It was amazing. I mean, they unleashed an entire arsenal at me. A futile attempt.
You don't say.
There was a lone soldier.
A soldier? Wow.
Mr. Gorf, I understand you may be a hero in some sectors. Need I remind you, you are in the company of a superior intellect and should never disrupt one while in the midst of a statement.
You are correct. I apologize. Please. Continue.
Where was I? Oh, yes. There was a lone soldier, outnumbered and surrounded. They came from the air, the sea, the land!
To find out what happens next in...
Hi, I'm Duty from Uranus.
Visit crazycomics.com for all of your Duty adventures.
Hi there, I'm Duty from Uranus, and now you can get your hands on all of my Duty merchandise, from baseball hats to t-shirts to underwear, and what else can you get? You can get pins, and I have my very own Duty stamp, so don't run, run, and get your hands on my stuff. Duty, visit Duty's Adventures, no, that's not it, no, visit DutysWorld.com for all of your Duty adventures.
All right, we're back from commercial break, and I am Sam the Crazy Man Vera, and like I said before, we have Andrea Grant, and we're going to discuss the controversial issue between Minx, which is a character that she created, and she's back on the show with some great news, and this is truly great news for the independent world, for the little guy. So, welcome, Andrea.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
So... when last we spoke, I'm just going to give the listeners a little refresher course. When last we spoke, I believe it was around May when you received the cease and desist letter from DC Comics. And one of the things that was said in that letter was, we must insist that you refrain from using Minx as the title of or as a prominent part of the title of your upcoming comic book series. DC Comics lawyers J. Kogan wrote in a letter to Andrea Grant earlier this year. Grant, however, said character wouldn't give up. She's not giving up her character. Fighting this, she said, Minx is a great name, but it's also a common noun. And it's in the dictionary. And we went through this in our previous show, and I'll add a link on the website
for that show to for those of listeners out there who haven't actually had an opportunity to hear it. So, since then, what did you have to do from the point that you received the letter and there was an article in the New York Post? What was your position and what did you have to do?
I took a very strong stance on the issue. I've been using MIGS for several years, since about 2000, and so I did definitely have to retain legal counsel. I had lawyers in Canada and a great lawyer in the States here, and I just really got a lot of press, which was awesome, and I think that really put it in the public eye.
Right.
It's great. It's been amicably resolved now. So.
Now, being that you're an individual who has an independent company, basically, you know, you fall into the category of a small press publisher, and you basically, you're your own boss. And so, plus you, in reality checks in, and you have to have a full-time job on top of this, I know it must have been extremely challenging for you, being in this position, knowing that you're going up against a major corporation. What was your thought process?
For me, I feel very extreme about things that I'm passionate about, and there was only one way. Like, I just, you know, I had nothing to lose, so I had to go full force forward, you know?
Right.
Just have to take with everything. I would rather run into the fire and maybe get burned than to go the other way.
Now,
and play it safe.
Right. Now, because this is a first-time experience for you, what were you, you know, for those individuals out there who might experience something like this, you know, unfortunately, because there are so many comic book characters and so many creators out there, and, you know, people come out of the woodworks claiming they own something or whatever the case is. So for an individual who's never experienced this and might, what would you suggest they, what their course of action would be? You know, where can they seek advice?
Basically, you have to seek legal counsel. But it doesn't necessarily have to go that far. It doesn't necessarily have to go to court. Most things can be resolved, I find, just by some really great letters being written. And I'd say just stand your ground. You know you're right.
Right. Now, did you, when you first received this letter, did you attempt to engage them in conversation prior to seeking legal counsel, or did you just go straight to it?
No. I don't like to deal with that kind of thing myself. I just immediately called the lawyers.
Okay. Okay. Now, you have some great news behind this, and why don't you share that with the audience?
Absolutely. We've resolved the issue. So it's amicable. I'm allowed to use Andrea Grant's Minx with no problems, and DC is going to do their project and move forward on that, and everybody's happy. So
that we all understand, their project is what?
They're doing some sort of newsletter or something called Minx. I'm not really clear on what it is. I think it's aimed towards a younger target audience than my comic book.
Right, but it's just simply Minx.
Mm-hmm.
And yours is basically an expression of yourself. It's just you're associated with it because the character, the main character of the book, is basically you.
Yeah.
Right, so, which is why it's Andrew Grant's Minx.
Absolutely, and that ties into all of my other projects.
Right.
Well, so.
Right, so congratulations. So when did?
Thank you.
It's a big win for the small guy, you know, and
yeah.
You know, you always hear these horror stories about the, you know, the little fish being swallowed up by the sharks, and it's good to know that you know, you can come out on top and you can be a winner sometimes.
Absolutely, you just can't really worry about it. You just have to keep going.
Right. So now, how did you stay focused? I mean, because basically, did you have to stop production until this was over?
Yeah, delayed my production by about 6 months.
Wow.
I try to take the stance that delays happen for a reason.
Right.
This summer, I was working on another book project anyway, and I went through this major consciousness shift that maybe I wouldn't have gone through if I'd been caught up in production. So, you know, I really felt like I found my voice and found my direction to be a little bit more clearly outlined through having this sort of breathing time, you know?
Right.
So it's okay. I don't mind. I mean, it's definitely good to have everything out for the Christmas season. So that's the real one time a year that matters. So it's okay.
Right. So now for listeners out there who are not familiar with Minx, why don't you give us some information behind it, you know, the plot of the story?
I see the Minx Project as being a modern retelling of classic mythology, particularly Native American mythology, and in a context that's very accessible to people. That's, you know, it brings these different characters to life. And it comments a lot on modern society, like the brainwashing of reality television, the mind control, and the numbness of society. So there's all of that. So basically, the character of Minx is a girl who is bitten by a supernatural wolf and plunged into a 7-year coma. And when she was in the coma, she woke up in this other world called Dreamtime, which is run by different gods and archetypes in mythology. And so she has a purpose in that realm of sleeping. And then, you know, she wakes up and goes back into the normal world during the day and moves between the two. But you're always left to question, like, is the character a little bit crazy? Is she dreaming? Is she awake? And that's something that I think about a lot, you know?
Right.
So.
Now, for you debuted the book at the previous New York Comic Con, and to a really good reception, both by fans and press.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, and I'll continue to bring it up. I mean, right when your gears will stop moving, bam, everything stops. So now, yeah. You have because of that, you've I guess had some opportunity to just, you know, keep developing your character and stuff like that, and you also have a spinoff. Bit of Andrew Grant's Minx, and it's something called Everything's Coming Up Halloween, and you are working with CAG,
yeah,
the Comic Artists Guild. So tell us, number one, who CAG is.
Okay, it's the Comic Artists Guild, and it's a really great organization that pulls all of the independents together. There's more strength in numbers, definitely, and forming alliances, and it's a couple, you know, a bunch of great people, and they publish these anthologies and these collections, which are basically comic book short story collections, different artists, different writers, and, you know, they're really been some important things in the independent community, so I'm so happy to be working with them, and I'm so glad that they asked me to do a short story for one of the anthologies coming up, which is Everything's Coming Up Halloween. And it's really a modern retelling of white men killing all the Indians. So it gets into a lot of Native issues, but in a mythological context.
Right. Now, how did you meet? I mean, who did you, I guess, engage in CAG?
The story behind meeting these guys is that I hired Melvin Elogan to do an image for me, which...
And he's a painter/comic book artist.
Yes, he is very talented, and I guess he's part of CAG, and he had gone to a meeting and showed them the board of the finished art, and they really liked it, and they said, oh, get her to give us a call, and I hadn't really met them. I'd met them very briefly, but it was chaos at the New York Comic Con, so I had lunch with Mark Maz, and I wrote an 8-page short story. He invited me to be a part of number five anthology, so... They were just really supportive of the project.
Right.
And they really understood what I was trying to do.
Right. And now, who's the creative team as far as artistically behind Everything's Coming Up Halloween?
I'm having it illustrated. The cover will be by Melvin Elogan, and the interior is illustrated by Sally Rosario again. But she's working in black and white, which is something different.
Wow.
I really like to do everything in color, so...
Yeah,
it's interesting. It's got like a nice, thick quality to it, you know.
Yes, and we were able to see the cover that Melvin did for you, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, he did a really great job.
Yeah, he's also did the cover for Psychosis as well.
Yes.
Right. And he wants to do the cover for Forbidden, which is a book that we're doing. We have him on the back burner. He's a really talented guy and a musician as well. So now what's the premise behind Everything's Coming Up Halloween, besides the fact that, you know, it's a modern day, you know, white men, you know, killing the Indians. What made you want to write that story?
I think that that's just something that through my father and through the tribe members, you know, that I've met being part Native over the years, there's always this sorrow, and everybody always talks about how they gave their land away. You know, it's something that they bring up a fair amount, and I wanted to express what that was like. I've always thought that there was something magical about blood connected to the earth, mm-hmm. and so I wanted to write a story like, what if this evil organization, they, that I use as an umbrella for many different aspects in society, what if they want to sort of steal the blood and steal the genetics? So it's kind of about that. It's basically, we see Minx go a little bit psychotic. Halloween in the Dreamtime world is the only time when the gods and the humans can kind of go between worlds.
Right.
So there's always a lot of chaos, a lot of problems going on. The Day of Anarchy. So we see her get taken over a little bit by that black wolf spirit. And it's pretty cool.
Right. And what's to come with Minx? I mean, and you completed issue one.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we with production with the next issues?
I'm just finishing up a few final graphic design edits, and then I'm going to actually take them to the printers next week, so I'm really excited about that.
Which is
that.
The second follow-up?
Sorry?
Is that the follow-up to issue one?
Okay. This is like, issue one is 40 pages, and
right.
I didn't actually get to take it to the printers or go into production because of the DC thing.
Right.
Filming it. So, so now I'm back on track with that. So that's exciting.
Yeah. Now, what's your ultimate goal with this project?
The ultimate goal is to have issue one in stores probably November by the time I get it all back from the printers, and, you know, do the whole signing and have it at conventions and such. And then I want to do the rest. It's like, issue one is part one of four.
Right.
And then I just want to put out a trade paperback instead of doing single issues.
Right.
So I'm going to work on that next, and then maybe some short stories. And then I really want to get into doing some video as well.
Right.
And film now that the weather is a little bit cooler.
Yeah. And trade paperback seems to be the best route for the independent market when it comes to distribution.
Yeah.
It's like the distributors don't want to take a chance on single issues. They'd rather just take a collective book. And
exactly.
It's like a safer investment, I guess, even though I don't understand where their investment is, if you're the one who's paying for the advertisement. Have you... yeah, I've never understood that with Diamond Comics. Oh, well, we don't know if it'll move. Well, I'm buying the ad in Previews Magazine, so where's your risk? All you're doing is putting my ad in there, and if the retailers order it, they order it. If they don't meet your requirements, your minimum numbers, then you don't pick it up. But where's your risk? Just put the
I don't really believe in that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, you know, I don't understand that logic, you know. Oh, too risky. Risk this. So,
It's not even that. That's how they make their money, right?
Right, exactly. You know, so. You're charging us a fortune for the advertisement. Just take it and shut up. That's just me. I'm a hostile witness.
No, you don't want to feel like they're being ripped off.
Right, right. Now, what events are you doing this year and next year?
Oh, well, you know, I'm so great with knowing where I'm going to be and keeping everything on track date-wise.
Right.
You know? Terrible. I guess we'll do the New York Comic Con again in February.
Right.
And I would like to go to San Diego. I always forget to book it, which, I don't know.
Well, that would be great.
Think about that now.
Yeah, that'll be a great place for you to push your product, because I mean, you get over 120,000 people. If you get a fraction at that at your table, you know, you win. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll just do. I plan to do the larger conventions.
Right, that's here. A smart move. Yeah.
You know, not all the small cities, but all the larger places.
Right. Now, New York Comic Con, have you secured your spot yet?
No.
Yeah, I know. You know, did you fill out the application last time?
Well, I didn't know what to call myself because of all this, you know? And the delay. Like, I've been delayed on everything, you know? And I've been purposely remaining quiet. quiet because I didn't want to stir anything up. I didn't want to, you know.
Right.
I just wanted to really disappear for a little while and then come back stronger. So now it's time to think about all of that.
Right. Now, but you do have, there's an event that you're going to be attending that CAG is throwing for the debut of Psychosis.
Why, yes.
That's the independent Halloween party. And that's October 28th at the Twins Pub. And it's the same location that we hosted the independent after party after New York Comic Con. So that seems to be good because, I mean, it's going to be it's free to the public, right? And from what I understand, there's a live band, free food, but a cash bar. And you get to purchase Psychosis, which will be available there, and meet the creators behind it. And the entire, I guess, the collaborative team of the East Coast CAG group. And Orchestra Craze will be there, filming the entire thing. And so have you actually got to view a sample of Psychosis at all?
I've just seen the cover, and then I read Mark's short story that he wrote, or the script. But it looks great. I mean, the cover's amazing.
Right, yes, outstanding.
But there's a lot of hype.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah,
I think they just took it to the printer, like, about a week ago, so.
Yeah, well, that's what we do in an independent market. We wait to, we push it to the limit.
Yeah.
Everything's finances, dollars and cents, you gotta wait.
I know.
You know? So now, if someone wanted to learn more about Minx and learn about more about Andrea Grant, how can they find you?
The safest thing is to go to my main website, which is Copious Amount. .com, copiousamounts.com, and then all of the other websites spin off of that one. My website for Minx is under construction right now, but it's Minx Comic with no S, and that's really important because DC, I guess, went in and got Minx Comics with an S, so it bounced to their website, which has freaked a few people out. I got a few phone calls about that.
Wow.
Happen.
And you also have a MySpace page as well.
Yeah, there's a MySpace, MySpace/ Minx Comic.
Right. All right. So that's is there anything you want to share with the public out there? Anybody? Any words of advice you want to share out there?
I think the only word of advice would be to be bold with everything. I find that people hold back in this life, and there's no point.
Right. Right. I always use this whenever anyone asks me what my opinion is. I always say, you know what? You'll have a crowd of people staring at a dark room. And there's lights off, and it's dark, and you don't know what's in there. And people would stand there contemplating what's in there. My suggestion would be just walk in. You never know. You don't know until you walk through. And that's what life is all about. You don't know until you try. And, you know,
nothing goes according to plan. There's always a bump in the road.
Right, and that's the great thing. That's the great part of life, because what doesn't break you makes you stronger. You know, and it's all about a learning process, and we're all here to learn and grow.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually truly excited. I'm glad that you know, everything worked out in your favor, because I know we were extremely concerned. And you know, thank you again for giving us the exclusive.
Yeah, you're always up on the news. It's gonna be in the Post on Monday or Tuesday.
Right. So. Well, we'll have this up and running tonight. So, we'll, you know, we'll do what we do. And, you know, we're extremely supportive of the independent market because we are independents ourselves and we're always learning as well. And, you know, just like you said, you know, strength in numbers. And I think we've built a great community and it's getting bigger and better.
It's really exciting because, you know, when we're a few years down the road, you know, is this the beginning of a movement, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Like the Rat Pack or something.
Yes, yes, exactly. Exactly. I'd have to be Dean Martin. thank you again, Andrea. I mean, thank you for sharing your experience with everyone out there, because I know, you know, it's always a fear in the back of your mind. You know, you think you got everything covered, but then bam, something comes from left field and you didn't expect it. And it, you know, and just from the forum responses and from other independent publishers, you can see everyone was curious. And it's been like one of our number one downloads, that show alone, because it is something people want to learn from and want to see exactly what the results are. And, you know, a lot of people don't even know what their I guess, their means of recourse or how to resolve situations like this, or people just willing to just give up. All right, whatever, you know, I'm not going to go up against the big guy, you know, and they just call it quits, you know. But, you know, you stuck to your guns, and it's a great story. It's like it's a true David and Goliath, except it's the female version. And
awesome.
Thanks again for being on Catch the Craze.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Got it.
Are you kidding me? What are you waiting for? Get your voice heard today on Catch the Craze while you still can, baby. Sponsor a show, plug an ad, do what you gotta do to promote your product. Call us now. guests@catchthecraze.com. That's right, guests@catchthecraze.com. We got the best rates on the world wide web. Peace.
Cause you know I got soul. The neighbors catch the craze, baby. So act like you know what's called Catch the Craze. The one originator, the crazy creator, giving you a fever with my boy Dream of Medina. Weekly all the time with the newest and the best. Independence from the north, the south, east, the west. You got the SSS and the devils that are silent. Kiss me comics, cause it ain't all about violence. Neat stuff collects in the brothers, the Dables. Crazy comics in the house are willing and able. The underground sounds from hip hop to rock. Jamming on the saxophone is my boy Philip Clark. Cause I'm keeps it going, cause you know I got the flow. The name is Uncle Sam. Like you know, act like you know.
Catch the craze. Catch the craze.
Bug it now, baby.
Catch the craze.
Spread the word, have you heard?